Welcome to Morning Prayer, Wednesday the 25th of November. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory for ever. In the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect your glory this day, and so be made ready to see your face in the heavenly city, where night shall be no more. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God? My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where is now your God?" Now, when I think on these things, I pour out my soul. How I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God, with the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and for ever. Amen. Psalm 110. The Lord is King, and has put on glorious apparel. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool." May the Lord stretch forth the sceptre of your power, rule from Zion in the midst of your enemies. Noble are you on this day of your birth, on the holy mountain, from the womb of the dawn, the dew of your new birth is upon you. The Lord is King, and has put on glorious apparel. The Lord has sworn and will not retract. You are a priest for ever, after the order of Melchizedek. The king at your right hand, O Lord, shall smite down kings in the day of his wrath. The Lord is King, and has put on glorious apparel. In all his majesty he shall judge among the nations, smiting heads over all the wide earth. He shall drink from the brook beside the way, therefore shall he lift high his head. The Lord is King, and has put on glorious apparel. Lord Jesus, divine Son and eternal priest, inspire us with the confidence of your final conquest of evil, and grant that daily on our way we may drink of the brook of your eternal life, and so find courage against all adversities, for your mercy's sake. Psalm 111. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Alleluia! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the faithful and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out by all who delight in them. His work is full of majesty and honour, and his righteousness endures for ever. He appointed a memorial for his marvellous deeds. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He gave food to those who feared him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He showed his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his commandments are sure. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. They stand fast for ever and ever. They are done in truth and in equity. He sent redemption to his people. He commanded his covenant for ever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have those who live by it. His praise endures for ever. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. May we who long for your kingdom to come rejoice to do your will and acknowledge your power alone to save through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. I will sing for ever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. The heavens bear witness to your wonders. I will sing for ever of your love, O Lord. The assembly of your saints proclaims your truth. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. I will sing for ever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Let us pray. Dear Lord, this morning I pray that you give me strength today to be strong for you in this world full of temptations. You know that there are struggles that I will go through today. I pray that you be with me as I go through them. Carry me when I am too weak. Amen. A prayer by Martin Luther. Heavenly Father, dearest God, I am an unworthy poor sinner, not worthy to lift my eyes or hands to you, or to pray. But since you have commanded us all to pray, and since you have promised to hear, and since you have taught us by word and example through your dear Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you according to your command, obedient to you and relying on your gracious promise, and in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, with all your holy Christians on earth, I pray as he has taught me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.